Hey, hi, how are you? Stephanie Stalwart, the ATL traffic lady. You got your little meetup here, a little meetup, a little meet and greet. How art thou? Who is who and what is what? What is really going on? The question for the ages I'm always asking. What is really going on? Somebody, please tell me, because I'm over the whole entire thing, as always, you know. The name of the video. It's to be or not to be. To be or not to be. To be or not to be. With Stephanie Stalwart, your ATL traffic lady on HowWeFlow.today.tv. To be or not to be. Oh my gosh, Becky, I've been watching a few Tubi movies. If you stream on watch Tubi, you know, so much content on all the streaming services, including The Flow, my streaming service. Check us out at theflow.lightcast.com. And download our apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, iOS, Android, all of that. Podcast, etc. Yeah, to be or not to be. Is this your person to be or not to be? You know, in a few videos, it's Stephanie Stalwart, by the way, ATL Traffic Lady. You're watching How Flow Today TV. Let me do my intro. Welcome you guys on board in case you're new to the scene. Thank you for coming. Yay. I'm so glad you joined me in here today on How We Flow Today community. Yes, indeed. You know, as it's scrolling on the bottom, we are a community centered on self-care, wellness, the art of well-being, living your best life, your dream life, your best life ever, leveling up, flipping the switch on your mindset so that you are, you know, living your best life ever. That's the life God ordained for you. And it's your divine destiny. And you're living it because you did the work to get to the level to be able to do that, right? You no longer make decisions that harm your future. No more self-sabotaging decisions. You're making decisions that are going to be helping you to get to where God called you to be. So that's where we are here. It's How We Flow Out Today TV. It started out back in the pandemic, you know. How are you today? How are we flowing? It's the pandemic. Areas in our thinking and our mentality that were affected by all of that, right? And I thought, oh, I can't be the only one who's, you know, being affected by this crazy pandemic scenario. So let me reach out, create this community and see who else is out there. And The Flow, of course, is my streaming service. Was a TV show, started as a TV show. And then it became a whole streaming service. And it's just moving on to all these great networks coming up on the Flow streaming service. So you want to be part of that. But, you know, so Flow is really just a part of everything that I do. It's all about Flow, right? And so, you know, how are you flowing today? How are you doing today? That means how are we doing today? How we flow dot today? How are we doing today? And again, I've said many a day that if you ask me in the morning how I'm doing, I might be doing one way, midday, a whole nother way, evening, a whole nother thing, right? So it ebbs and flows on how you're flowing on each and every day. And so it's up to us to ask each other, be there for somebody, say, how are you doing today? Because people think you're so strong and you got it all together and you don't never feel like, seem like you feel like anything's, you know, not working out for you. Well, that's how it appears to other people. But yet you just wish someone would ask you how you're doing, right? You pour and pour and pour and pour into all these other people's lives and no one's pouring into yours. And it's like, hey, is anyone, where's my stuff? Anyone going to pour into me? I'm pouring from an empty cup now. Yet I still keep pouring. So how is that even possible, right? Anything I get, I'm pouring it out, giving it to somebody else. And you kind of wish someone would give it back to you. So that's why we're here today and how we float out today. Community, How We Flow Out Today TV, How We Flow Out Today TV and network. So it's all of that, and all of that. And I'm just here to help you, baby. I'm just here to help you get better because, you know, it's time to level up if you haven't already. We've been here for just a little over a year. Back in August, September of 2023 is when we started this community. And so many of you have joined in the community and leveled up. We started out by flipping the switch, flip the switch, the mindset switch. change your mindset to change your life, right? If you're living in that same old kiddie pool level mindset, you're never going to change your life. You're just going to always stay on stuck. And you keep thinking, oh, in the future, it's going to be this. In the future, it's going to be that. Oh, yeah, one day I'm going to so-and-so. One day is always one day. The future is always in the future. I think I mentioned this in a recent video. The future is always in the future. It is never in the present. So one day I'm going to be able, you know, we're going to do so-and-so. I'm going to do such-and-such. And if you're going to do it, that means you're not currently doing it. So it can't be today. Anything that's already happened has already happened. That's in the past. Can't change that. So if you say, one day I'm actually going to, you know, do this one thing I've been always wanting to do, then it's always going to be one day you're going to do this one thing you've always wanted to do. One day I'm going to be with the person I always wanted to be with. One day I'm going to have the kind of career I always wanted to have. One day I'm going to do it, because you're always going to do it, which means you're never actually doing it. You got to be doing something, taking radical action in the present in order for your future to be any different than it is today. Because if you think about it, every decision we've made in the past leading up to now got us to where we are right now. Bad, good, indifferent, whatever decisions are back there. Don't look back over there. You might be mad at yourself about a few decisions, but it's okay to look back at it, literally to self-evaluate. It's okay to evaluate yourself like, wow, I probably shouldn't have chosen that, because I see where it led me to today. Now I'm stuck in this trap. Now I'm trapped in this relationship with this toxic person. Now I'm stuck in this, you know, dead end scenario at work, or, you know, these dead end friendships, or, you know, family struggles, or whatever it is, right? And so every decision that you've made up until now created the reality that you're living today. Do you like your reality that you're living today? If you do, hey, great decision making. Whoop, whoop, you know, bravo to you. If you don't like your current existence, then you need to make some different choices. Make good choices, my niece and tell her kids. Make good choices, right? Everything's about your choices. And we all have options. You might feel like you don't have any options if you feel like you're, you know, you're pigeonholed into a spot. Like, if I try to, you know, do what I really want to do, people aren't going to agree with it. Well, they don't have to agree with what you're going to do with your life, because it's your life. I always say in the community, whose life is it? It's your life. So who gets to decide what you do with your life? Oh, that would be you. Not anyone else. I don't care if family, friends, parents, whoever, unless you're a child, and you're not a child. So why are you letting other people decide your life for you? Those are choices. I choose to let other people decide what my life will look like. But it's my life. And at the end of my life, I'm going to look back at all the choices I made to let other people puppet me and tell me what I should do, instead of making my own decision, my own mind, following my own heart, wherever that led me to whatever it is, because then I know that I either made the good choice or the bad choice. But if I let other people make the choices, then you're like, hey, I'm off the hook. They told me to do it. It didn't work out. So you're off the hook. You have no accountability for your life and for yourself and for your choices and for where you end up. But God didn't give them your life. God gave you your life. You got responsibility. You have accountability for the things you're choosing and doing and how your life is looking, living, and feeling. Are you feeling trapped in your life? Do you feel like you're in a dead end in your life? Or do you feel like infinite levels of abundance are constantly coming your way, and you're constantly living in your abundance, and then you have everything that you need and then everything that you want, and all is well? All is calm. All is bright. I'm living my best life, right? Ain't going back and forth with you. You got to go back and forth with people, Will Duval. You don't have to. They make you think that you have to, especially when you allow them to choose these things for your life. But basically, let me just say that I don't care. Let's say you're stuck in a dead end relationship and you're just moving along like sheep to the slaughter. You're just going through the cattle chute, right? And next thing you know, you're going to be slaughtered at the end of the cattle chute, but you're just going, oh, well, I'm already locked in here. I can't get out. No, you can get out. You buck the system, turn around and go backwards, jump over the wall, do something. You got to take radical action to get up out of that cattle chute thing, because you know where you're going, right? To be knocked in the head, however they do it with cattle these days. And then, you know, hung up on the hook. and gutted. And nobody wants that, but that's where you're headed if you don't make some different choices today. How many days left in the year? This is October 16th, 2024. So we got till October 31st and we got all of November, which is 30 days, 31 days in December. That's 61 plus however many days left in this month. That'd be 15. So 71, 76 days left. Your time is ticking down for this year. And if you're supposed to do something by the end of the year that you don't even really want to do, well, tomorrow's going to be 75 days and counting, right? And so you better do something immediately. Because the longer you wait, oh, I got till whatever date this is going to go down. I'll wait till it's closer. Well, keep waiting till it's closer, then you lose more. What is it going to cost you to wait till it's closer compared to what it's going to cost you to cut out of it right now? It's going to cost you more the longer you wait, right? That last minute stuff. It's like, you know, if you wait till the last minute to buy an airline ticket, it's going to cost you more. If you, wait till the last minute to do anything, it's going to cost you more. If you need to go to the 7-Eleven to get the thing of milk, it's going to cost you more than if you would have gone when you had more time and you were at the grocery store already, but you just decided not to get it. I'll get it later. I'll get it later. Or you didn't even go to the store. I'll get it later. I'll get it later. And then all of a sudden it's Thanksgiving Day and you need the milk for this recipe or the cream for this recipe or whatever. And, you know, you got to go to 7-Eleven and get it, or Wawa or QT or Sheetz or what else is there? Whatever the other gas stations are around the country, Buc-ee's. Hey, Buc-ee's, what up? It's going to cost you more for the convenience of waiting to the last second. So it's not a convenience to wait to the last second to make a decision or to do something. It costs you more. So you got to ask yourself, what is it costing me to not make these choices and these good decisions? Why am I costing myself more unnecessarily? And maybe it's costing you pain. It's going to cost you the pain and the hurt that comes with sticking with what you were sticking with. It has nothing to do with you and your destiny and your future. But hey, I've been doing it this long. I've been making this mistake this long. Might as well keep doing it. Oh, well, the whole thing is going. It's going already. I can't stop the train now. It's a slow train wreck. You know, so to be or not to be, that is the question, honey. What are you really going to do to change your life today? What are you going to do? You can change your life right now and flip the switch and say, guess what? Every decision I made up till now got me here and I don't like where I am. So guess what? Starting right now, I'm making a new decision. I'm no longer doing this. I'm no longer doing that. I'm no longer with this person. I'm no longer with this thing. I'm not doing this, all this, 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 this. Just change it. Not like, let the chips fall where they may. Whose life is this to lead? It's yours. Don't wait till the end of your life. Life is short enough as it is. Nothing is promised. Tomorrow is not promised. So I got to get this message out today so everybody can hear it. I don't feel like talking today. Can you tell? I am over it today. I promise you. I've seen enough to know that I've seen too much. I don't want to see no people no more. Oh my gosh, leave me alone with all those things y'all keep doing. Good grief. Go sit down somewhere. Just a big daggum distraction. I've been saying that they did a distraction from day one. Just a doggone distraction. You know, the enemy, Satan, sends people into your lives as a distraction from your divine destiny. You do know this. And they may be sent there knowingly, willingly, willfully trying to destroy your destiny, or they may be being used unknowingly and they don't even know. They think it's their wonderful life, but they're being used by the enemy to destroy yours and they don't even know it. So I don't know what your scenario is, whether someone is willfully trying to destroy your destiny or unknowingly destroying your destiny because they think that that's their space, but the enemy sent them in to distract you from the goodness that God has for you. Either way, they're not the destiny. We got to ask God, what is it really? What is it, Lord? What is it? And you know, a lot of times we already know, but we either refuse to make the decisions that are required to go to that because many reasons. Maybe we think we're not worthy of that. Oh, I'm not worthy of that. Or, oh, I got to do all this work to level up to that It's going to require me to change myself and be better than I've been in order to maintain that level of relationship, that level of person. They're not a kiddie pool person. They're doing things the way God would have it done. And that means I got to do things the way God would have it done, whether I like to or not. And I don't want to do that right now. So someday I'll do that and we'll do this thing. And one day in the future, and it's always one day, that's where I started. It's always one day in the future, but it's never today because you don't take the radical action today. So tomorrow in the future is always tomorrow. It's never now. That means you're not taking any action to it because you keep pushing it into the future and it stays in the future. Yeah, someday we're going to be together. Someday we're going to build this business. Someday we're going to help all these people. Someday we're going to do what God says. But someday is always someday. It's never today. And so in order to change the course of your life, if you're not satisfied with where things are right now, you have to make a change right now. You have to start with something. Start with something. Or start with all of it. Just cut it all off. Shut the door. And keep on moving. Like anything back behind that door is going to destroy my life. As if my life depends on it, I'm going to close that door. Because your life does depend on it. How much more time will you waste being in the kiddie pool, playing with broken toys, and not getting your divine destiny that God already set in front of you that you know about? I think you've done the work. You're in the community, you've done the work, and you're ready. But now what's keeping you? Well, we got the blessing of the family and all of that. So I guess we'll just keep going with this, maybe. Then you got to go back and think, well, I probably had the blessing of the family with the destined person. But then because I wasn't ready to level up for the destined person, I told my family terrible things about the destined person. So they would stop bugging me about the destined person. So now, and up and through now, they still think the destined person is no good because I said these things about them. And that's what they believed to the end, right? And so therefore, they think that the false person is the person because you told the lies about the real person. So now there's some culpability in your area for that you need to correct. But, you know, that requires work for you to correct it. And, you know, if God had a thing set up for you, he already let the other person know what it is. So it's like, why are you acting like they won't understand it? Because they already know what it is. Your person already knows all of that. So what are you dragging your feet for and scuffing your shoes for? I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to help you here because, you know, that could be one reason why you're not changing your life, why you're not flipping that switch and doing what you know must be done. We can't stop God's will anyway, but you sure could learn some hard lessons. Why you still got to learn the lesson again? You already know the lesson. You did the work. You leveled up, but you're still in the kiddie pool like you don't know how to swim. I think I told a story a little while back about one of my students. I was talking to them and they're working on changing things in their life and going for what God says that they can go for. But they get nervous about it because they're worried if I just dive into this thing, you know, in faith, I have faith, but also sometimes it makes me think in my flesh that I don't know how deep the water is. I don't know how deep this thing is that I'm diving into. And what I said is that to the student is that you're doing the work. You've been doing the work. You've leveled up. You can handle whatever it is that God has for you. And like, but I just don't know how deep the water is. Well, the thing is, if you've done the work and you learned the lessons, and I equated them to swimming lessons, if you've taken the swimming lessons and you're a master swimmer, you've mastered all of the things you need to learn to level up, then it doesn't matter how deep the water is where you're going because you can swim. How deep is the water? I don't know because I can swim. It don't matter how deep it is. I'm not going to the bottom. And if I go to the bottom, I know how to get back up because I can swim. I learned the lessons. I took the swimming lessons and I'm a master swimmer now. So I don't care how deep the water is because I know how to get through it and get out of it and survive. So if God said something is for you, it doesn't matter how deep the water is, if you've done the work to level up and you've learned the lessons and you can swim. Now, in the beginning, when he showed you your divine destiny, you were like, oh, I love that. But oh my gosh, that's going to make me have to be different and you know, level up and change. And I'm not ready to put that work in. I'm going to go for what's easy. And that's what you did, right? And, you know, people do that. No harm, no foul. It's what it is, you know. But then you got to spend all these years learning these lessons again and again, repeating the same lesson again and again and again, because you just won't dive into the deep end, right? Because I don't know how deep it is. What if this and what if that? Oh, ye of little faith, right? Where's your faith? God taught you how to swim. You did the work to level up. So why are you worried about how deep the water is? You shouldn't worry about how deep the water is because you can swim. Now, if you were back in the original time that this happened, when God first showed you this thing some years ago, you weren't ready. You wanted to be ready and you loved what it was that he had for you, but you weren't ready. And so, okay, they might not have been fully ready either. And so it is what it is, but you're ready now, but you're still staying in the kiddie pool. So it could be because you're nervous about it, but another reason could be because they're manipulating the situation. The kiddie pool place is manipulating the situation, right? Or they are bullying you, holding something over your head. I will tell everybody this about you if you don't stay and you feel stuck because you don't want people to know everything about you. And that's where the part comes in where I say to you all in the community that what other people think about me is none of my business. Your opinion of me is none of my business. I can't worry about that. I spent many years worrying about that, people pleasing, wondering what people think of me, make sure I do the certain things so people think certain things. Who cares? You can't care about that anymore. Otherwise, you're still going to be beholden to these people. And all of them aren't good people. There are people who will hold you hanging from a thread and just twist the thread while you're at the bottom of the thread holding on for dear life, because that's what they're doing. They're holding this thing over you, whatever this thing is, what they got on you. Now, that's what I said before, tell your own secrets. So what, you weren't ready? Your person knows you wasn't ready. So what? Your real person, your fake person thinks that that's something to hold over you, and it's not. Your fake person thinks all kinds of things are things to hold over you, to bully you into staying, but it's not. They're not. God already showed your real person all of that stuff, right? And if he didn't show him all of the things, he gave him the ability to handle whatever that is that's coming out, right? And so you have to say to yourself, self, what do I really want? If there were nothing held over my head, if they weren't bullying me, if they weren't manipulating me, they weren't abusing me, they weren't, you know, being narcissistic to me, they weren't gaslighting me, they weren't doing whatever else they do to me to make me stay, what would I really do? If there was nothing, there was no limits, nothing holding me back, and you don't have anything holding you back but yourself and your own thought life. And that's why we start this community with a mindset switch. You got to flip the switch, like, hey, I'm no longer stuck in that lack mindset, and that mindset of being trapped, that mindset of I'm being controlled by other people, the mindset of I can't be my real self. I can't be who I know I'm called to be because people might not like it. Who cares if they like it? You're not deciding for their life, you're deciding for yours. And if you decide you're going to start making decisions for other people's lives, then it's up to them to say they don't care what you think. They're going to do what they want to do. Because it's not for you to decide for other people's lives what they do, unless there's some children that you're raising and their kids and you're helping to guide them to be able to make great decisions themselves. Now, some of us, not necessarily me, but some of us, I say because we're a community, I say some of us in the community and outside the community, we're not raised to make our own decisions. You're raised to go with the familial norms. You're raised to go with the societal norms, not to make your own decisions about your own life. You are not raised to do what it is that you want to do that's in your heart. You are raised to do what looks right for the family, what looks a certain way. And that's where these generational curses come in, because, you know, we keep manipulating every new life that comes into the family. It's time to break that thing. You got to cut that. Like, that's it. There's too many lives at stake. It doesn't work. It's a false facade. It's fake, right? Why are you doing this to your own self, let alone to your own generations that come after you? Why would you do that to them? These are individuals that God created and they weren't born all together. Even if they're twins, they're still separate people. If they're triplets, separate people. Same family, separate people. God didn't bring us all in here, you know, all as one. He brought us here all as individuals. And he created us all for our own plan, purpose, and destiny. So who are we as the parents or as the caregivers or guardians to decide what these people can do in their lives, especially when they're grown-ups? You're not a 20-year-old grown-up. You're a 50-year-old grown-up. When are you going to decide for yourself what's right for yourself? Because who has to live this life on a daily basis? You do. No one wants to live walking on eggshells. I'm telling you, you don't think I'm saying stuff just to be saying stuff. I'm saying the stuff because I have full level life, real life experience in walking on eggshells and being in a relationship that was abusive and being in a manipulative space and being in a place where I was gaslit or had a narcissist partner. I lived all of that, and I'm here to get y'all out of it if you're in it, okay? And you got to recognize when it's wrong. You got to recognize when it's not what God really has for you. I mean, I've told the story many a times, but I'll just mention it briefly. One day I was just like, Lord, this can't be the godly marriage you have for me. This can't be it. This can't be it. This is not it. It's not it. I said, Lord, I'm on my face. One morning, kids finally got the kids to school. You know, spouse was at work and it's just me at the house. And I'm like, Lord, on my face, Lord, please let me know in no uncertain terms if I have to stay here in this marriage. This can't be what you have for me. You know, I thought, oh yeah, God brought us together, this and that, but that wasn't it. That wasn't it. It's what I decided. I decided that. Oh yeah, we always liked each other. Oh yeah, well, here we are. We're back together. We met up. Okay, well, let's do it. Hey, are you my future wife? You my future husband? Yeah, okay, yeah, you know. And none of it was God ordained, really. Well, maybe it was, but it wasn't in the way that that person treated me, you know. That part wasn't ordained. And they didn't work on the healing. They didn't even think there was anything wrong with how they were. And that's what happens so much. So the people that are controlling and manipulating, you don't think there's anything wrong with it because that's what they know. That's what they learn. Again, more generational curses and things that are not right. We learn what we live. And when we live that, we think that's what's normal. It's normal for someone to manipulate somebody. It's normal for someone to, hold something over someone's head. It's normal for someone to bully somebody in the home. It's not normal. It's not healthy, but it does happen. And because we learn what we live, if you learned any of that as a growing up child, some of it's probably still with you, if not a lot or all of it. And you may find yourself doing the same things to your family, to your wife and kids or husband and kids, whatever the case may be. And don't even know why you're doing it. It's just what you know. I've always seen it this way. My parents this way, my grandparents this way, whatever. Aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever. This is what our family does. That's what family is to me. And that's really not the healthiest way to be. And at some point, you have to recognize that there's more. Like, this can't be it. Because you know how it feels to be manipulated. You know how it feels to have stuff over your head. You know how it feels for people to make these decisions for you that you don't want. Well, why can't I choose my own thing? Well, then I'm going to cut you off if you choose your own thing. We won't support you if you do your own thing. But that's when you should support somebody the most, when they're doing their own thing. Not when they just follow with the company guideline, when they follow with the familial norms, right? Maybe they want to, maybe you're the generational curse breaker in your family and you had to go outside the lines, right? had to color outside the lines. That was your job. That was your assignment. But you won't do it. And if you won't do it for the family, you surely won't do it for yourself either. And then you're just going to be stuck. Just another generation going down the drain with all of those generational curses being sent to your children and then to your children's children, because no one's going to break it. You got to be the one strong enough to break that. And even if you had none of that in your life and everything was good, your life was Gucci, right? My life was good. But you get with somebody who had that and they think that's normal. And then they put that on you. And then they think that that's what love is. If I'm doing all these things, because that's all they knew. And then they're doing it to you and you love them. And they say, but I love you. I love you. I'm just trying to show you I love you. And you begin to believe that. Oh, well, I know they love me. I love them too. I'm not going anywhere. But every day is chipping away at you. Chip, chip, chip. Every second, every encounter, everything they say, everything they do is chipping away at your soul. It's chipping away at your whole self. It's chipping away at your individuality. It's chipping away at all the love that you offer them, right? You know, some people cannot receive love. They don't know how. They were never taught to receive love. So I had a partner that wasn't taught to receive love. We would heap love on them. We'd heap love on them. Heap love on them. Oh, you know, the kids be like, oh, daddy, da 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 da. Oh, honey, la 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 la. And they could never see anything except something wrong. Why is this? Why is that? How's that? And they could not receive the love. Like, we have to learn how to receive love. If you never were shown that as a child, you don't know it as an adult until you flip the switch, do another mindset, and learn and do the work and take the lessons and level up so that you can swim in the deep end. Otherwise, you're still going to be the same way with your family, the family you let you create. And your kids, if they don't level up out of it, they're going to be the same to their kids. And so, and that's what's been happening, right? So we're here to change the trajectory of the way this thing goes. The more people we get healed, the more people that can help heal others. In this community, we're going to be healing others. I'm here to help you heal. I'm here to help you get better. I'm here to help you live your best life ever. So why aren't you getting out of that toxic relationship? Everyone sees it's toxic, except for you. Or you see it's toxic and no one else sees it because they're a narcissist and they're so good at being so wonderful in front of everybody. I experienced that. Like, no one could believe that this person is doing all these things. They're like, oh, they're the best thing for you ever. I'm like, they are not the best thing for me ever. You don't live with this person. You don't see them behind closed doors. Even if we're all in a family gathering and we're in another room, they are nasty and mean. And then when we go into the room with the other family, oh, this and that, so sweet. It's like Jekyll and Hyde, right? And so you got to know that that's a red flag. That's an issue. Or if you're like that, you're so great in front of everybody else, and then you're a whole nightmare terror when you're alone with your person. That's not right. You got to work on that, right? So, you know, I'm just here to help. I'm here to help. I'm here to help. We talked about the long game. I talked about the long game a lot. What's the long game, Stephanie? The long game is when people are out to get all they can get from you. They're not really there for you at all. They are there to take all they can take. They are there to bleed you dry, suck you dry. And you won't know it because they are playing a game for a long time. The manipulation goes for a long time. And so the name of this video is To Be or Not To Be. Is that your husband to be? Is that your wife to be or not to be? And I was watching Tubi, the streaming service Tubi, in addition to The Flow. But I watched Tubi. There's some movies on there. And there was a movie called The Path. I think it's Candy Burris Tucker. Out of Atlanta there. I think it was one of their videos. Drew Storer was one of the actors in it. And it was about It wasn't called the long game. It was called the pass, but it was about the long game. The long game. And, you know, so many plot twists, but you really couldn't tell who was the bad person until you suddenly see somebody's the bad person. And then at the end, you see everything. But it's called the pass. And so it was about a married couple giving each other a pass to be unfaithful and be with somebody else for one night. They say one night only, no friends, no neighbors, not at the house. What else they say? No phone, no social media, no pictures, or whatever these rules they made up. And one time, you gotta say you're married, if you're not leaving the marriage, this and that and the other thing, whatever that is, right? And so it was this whole friend group, and one of the friend group couples was coming on their seventh wedding anniversary, 7 years. 7 years that they were married, and they're on their seventh anniversary. And that's the long game. Because he was really out to get her money. She came from a wealthy family, right? And her mother saw through it all the way. And then the mother finally started to believe that they were okay also, but they weren't. And in the end, they got $9.5 million from the girl. And it wasn't just them. It was a whole group of them, right? And they would just go from place to place with different victims each time, playing this long game. And that game was 7 years of marriage. But the whole thing was a setup from the beginning, especially the way it all worked out, the plot twist in the end. It was like, wow, all this and that and the other thing, whoa. And that stuff goes on. So someone who seems so wonderful is really in the long game, and you might not know it. Because they're showing you all the right stuff, doing all the right things. But you don't know how long they can go on before they finally get to where they flip it and they got you, right? And they got that girl, and they got her money, $9.5 million. And I'm like, wow. And then they're like, okay, what are we going to next? All right, we're going to go this time. You're going to be the one who's the wife, and you're going to be the one who does this. You're going to be the one who does that. And it was a whole group of grifters, professional looking grifters. They look like regular, successful, fine, upstanding people. People you see each and every day out here doing good stuff, look seemingly. You wouldn't suspect them at all. But deep on the inside, they're grimy. They're filthy and dirty and nasty. And they're playing the long game on you. And I'm going to need you to see that. I'm going to need you to understand what that thing is. Right? So I talk about destiny swap. I talk about all these different things. But you better see that for what it is. Right? Because that girl's destiny in the movie wasn't for her to lose half her money to this fake person, was it? No. But they swapped it. And now they got her money. Right? So destiny swap could be simple as that, right? Destiny swap could be you marrying a fake person because you think they're the real person, and they block you from the real person, so you think that the real person is not interested, and it's never true. But it's all a whole long scam. I mean, a whole long, long scam, especially if you're somebody who has something that they want. You know, they weren't destiny swapping anybody broke. They weren't destiny swapping nobody with nothing. They were some gold digging destiny swappers, gold digging long gamers. So they could get massive amounts of wealth, massive amounts of access to other wealthy people, access to other influencers and influential people, access to all kinds of stuff, some, you know, a whole platform, a whole level of visibility now. That they're with the person that they are playing the long game with. They're going to get all they can get out of it and then walk away and don't even feel ashamed about what they did. They're on to the next because that's what they do. I'm going to need you to understand this, okay? Sometimes I think you do, and then sometimes it don't look like you do at all. And I already know in my faith walk that what it looks like doesn't necessarily mean that's what it is. Because it don't have to look like anything here in the 3D, in the physical realm. In the spiritual realm, all this is already done. All God's divine business is already done spiritually. But we have to take the right steps here in the natural realm to bring it to full fruition. And so just because it looks like one thing doesn't mean that's what it is. And it's a long, hard walk to look at that thing that's happening and think that that's not what it really is. You know? Because it could be a hurt piece for sure. Like, really? Really going on with that? They can't see through this thing? Wow. They really look convinced. Ain't that something? I wish they would wake up. And so, you know, then long gamers, destiny swappers come in with the plot twist at the end, and they take you for all you have. And they want to tear your kingdom down. I've always been saying that's all they want, what they can get from you. They don't have to borrow no eggs and no milk, no more. They said it from the beginning. So that's what you are to them. No matter how sweet they are. No matter how sweet they look, don't matter how cute y'all look together, it don't matter about none of that. Because what's in the heart is what's in the heart. Right? And you got to look beyond the surface and see what's in the heart. You got to see who they really serve in. They serving the Lord, they serving themselves, they serving the enemy. Who are they serving? What are they really doing? And why are they doing it? And then ask yourself, is this what I really want, or do I just feel trapped here because now they're going to hold something over me? Because that's part of the long game. Well, if you do this, then I'm going to say that. Well, shucks, I don't want them to say all that about me. That's going to ruin my reputation. Then I guess I better just stay here. No, you better not just stay here because they're going to ruin your reputation anyway. You're going to look like a fool. You're going to look like the fool because they're going to do all that they're going to do. And it's all going to eventually come out that they were a fraud and a phony. And no one wants you to have to go through that. But I also don't want you to feel like you are stuck and trapped to stay there because they're holding something over your head. They hold whatever they want over your head. But if you tell your own truth before they tell your truth, then there's no fallout. Or if they tell your truth, I said this many times in the videos, if they tell your truth before you tell your truth, you can say, yeah, that is true. Wasn't my best time in my life when I did that. But I've grown now. I've learned my lessons there and I've changed. So even though they said all of that to try to destroy me, it can't destroy me because I'm already better than I was. I did used to do that and I'm not proud of it, but that's what it is, right? Or yeah, I lied about my real person because I wasn't ready to level up. And they're going to tell my real person that. They're going to say that when I try to come to my real person. Well, so what? Your real person already knows because God's already going to make sure that your real person knows what they need to know so that the destiny can move forward. And so that's where you got to go back into your faith. Like you got to go back into your connection with the Lord. God, give me the clarity. Yeah, like I said, in no uncertain terms, I didn't finish the story. In no uncertain terms, let me know if I need to stay in this thing or not. So that was me on my face early in the morning. Kiddos were at school and daycare and my spouse at the time was at work. And it was that night that I found out that they were unfaithful and all this was going on. And I found out right away the same day in no uncertain terms. And they had no remorse about it. Like, yeah, and I'm like, okay, wow. I wasn't expecting that from them. But hey, it happens. And so what are you going to do about it? When you know what it is, you going to stay there? They can't hold nothing over you. You determine what you say about yourself and what you believe about yourself. And if it's true, and if you changed, then say you changed. If it's true and you're still the same, you're like, yeah, I need to change that. Yeah, I am like that, but you're right. I need to do different, but still cut the ties with that. toxic space. You don't deserve to be in a toxic space. No one does. And toxic people either know they're toxic and they keep being it, or they don't even see anything wrong with it because they don't even know it's toxic, because that's just what they grew up and that's what they know. They weren't raised in a way. They grew up. They survived toxic situations. We all survive something, right? But how do we turn that into what is good, valuable, and healthy for us in our adult life? That's what you got to ask yourself. What am I going to do here? And in, you know, I'm in my 50s. So if you're in your 40s, 50s, you in the last half of your life, unless you're going to live to 110, 20, 30. What are you going to do with the rest of your life starting today? Not, okay, one day I'll do this. Not one day, not in the future, now. What are you doing today? Because you might not be here after next week, God forbid, right? So did I make my decision that I'm satisfied with before that time comes? Or did I keep saying it's in the future? It's in the future. I think I told the story of that TV show, The Addams Family. It was John and Morticia Addams, I think. Let me see. And so I got to see what their names are. Parents. So what they were is they played on the TV show, The Addams Family. It was Gomez Addams and Morticia Addams as the characters in the Addams Family. And they had great on-screen chemistry, Gomez and Morticia. Why? Because they were in love with each other, but they never really told each other this. So I think it's John Astin was Gomez Addams, played Gomez Addams. And was it Carolyn Jones played Morticia Addams? And the deal is that they were in love with each other and they never told each other about it. So Morticia, in real life, I think her name is Carolyn Jones, she was ill late in life and on her deathbed, and John Astin, her TV husband, Gomez Addams, came to see her, and they were deeply in love, but they never acted on. They went and married other people, did other things in life, never got together as a couple, but they were desperately in love with each other. And so Carolyn Jones, if that's the right actress for this, Morticia Addams, who played Morticia Addams, and John Astin, who played Gomez Addams, they were desperately in love with each other, never did anything about it. Here is Carolyn on the end of her life. And one of them said to the other, you know what? We never did anything about this, but I have been in love with you since the beginning. And the other one said, really? I've been in love with you since the beginning too. And here she is on her deathbed. There's no more time left. That's it. Like, wow. Well, at least now they know. But what a waste of years in life that you could have been with your one true love, and yet you did other things and never acknowledged the loving feelings that you had. So, you know, it's just one example of how that happens, just some famous people. But just everyday people, it happens all the time. For various reasons. Why didn't we say anything? We thought that they wouldn't feel the same way. We thought that, you know, we would have to do too much work to level up to them, even though they were, you know, the ideal person for you, or whatever number of reasons, right? You were stuck in another relationship. You already promised somebody something. You promised your family something. You promised their family something. Who knows? We're in it for the money. We're in it for this. We're in it for whatever you're in it for. But you don't go with your true, honest to God feelings about the person, you will live to regret it. In your last days, you will live to regret it. And no one wants to regret in their last days. No one wants that. So I'm just saying to be honest with yourself and ask yourself, am I making the decisions that make me happy and satisfied with myself and with my life? Or am I making decisions that make other people happy and satisfied with me and my life? And who has to live this life that I'm making these decisions for? It's me, only me. God only put my soul in this body. So I'm the only one who has to live this existence. And if I'm living a fake existence all of my days, because either I'm bullied to stay there, or they're holding something over my head, or I feel like it's a societal familiar norm and I must do it because that's what we do, then you're going to live an unfulfilled life. And I don't want anyone to live an unfulfilled life. I don't. And I'm not saying it's easy to make the change, but you got to make the change. You got to be true to yourself. Like, at what point are you going to be true to yourself? And that's what we want to know. That's what I'm asking you today. To be or not to be? That is the question, right? To be or not to be, right? And to be or not to be. It's a bunch of crazy movies on Tubi. It's showing me all kinds of ways people are. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with these people? And there's plenty of people just like that, right? And we meet them not knowing that they are like that. And then you get caught up. You get caught up, right? And so I'm just trying to help you, because it's just like, okay, you look like you're really into that thing. All righty then. So Hamlet says, to be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. I always talk about the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them. To die, to sleep no more. And by a sleep to say, we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep perchance, to dream. Aye, there's the rub. I always say that. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this moral coil, must give us pause. There's a respect that makes the calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the pressures wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes when he himself might his quietest make. With a bared bodkin, who would fardels beat to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose born no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than to fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment with this regard their currents turn awry and lose the name of action. To be or not to be? Is that your husband to be or not to be? Is that your wife to be or not to be? Is that your life to be or not to be? And on Tubi, they got plenty of movies about all of that and all the stuff that people do. Suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, right? To sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come? When we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. There's a respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels be to grunt and sweat under a weary life? But that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose born no traveler returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than to fly to others that we know not of. Bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. That's diving into the deep. I'm worried about diving in how deep this thing I'm diving into with faith. Fly to others that we know not of. Go on and dive in there. You know how to swim. Thus, conscience doth make cowards of us all. And thus, the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought and enterprises of great pith and moment. With this regard, their currents turn awry and lose the name of action. A-C-T-I-O-N, radical action. Gotta take radical action, babe. To be or not to be is the name of this video. To be or not to be, that is the question, by William Shakespeare from Hamlet, spoken by Hamlet, all right? So, you know, that's kind of where we are. Is this to be or not to be? Is God's will to be or not to be? It is to be, but how many more lessons are you going to learn before you actually come to be that, right? That is what we really want to know, right? That is what we're trying to find out here. Okay, so with that in mind, I know I got some resources for you here today. Resources for you here today. There's several things I had for you. Let me see what I'll talk about here for you first. First and foremost, who's on first? I share that video with you. Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know. Third base. Come on, Abbott and Costello fans. And if you're not an Abbott Costello fan, you better become one. We'll go check them out. You might be too young to know about them, but they're definitely a comedy team you're going to want to get into there. Catching Your Cheating Lover articles I had for you. How to Catch Your Cheating Lover. The ultimate, let's see, what's this? The Morning Ritual. Beyond the Limit and the Warrior Mindset. Those are some resources I got for you here on How to Slow Down Today TV and the community that will help you get into and get beyond all of these amazing things that you need to deal with here in this scenario, in the situation, right? What is going on? What is really going on, right? And I'm not going to get into them too deep today, but I definitely will share them with you more in depth later. Let's just talk about the warrior mindset. I got this transformative guide that is really designed to help you overcome daily challenges and achieve your goals with unwavering determination. Do you have unwavering determination on this thing? I need you to have that. Don't waver. Don't let them drag you back in. Just pull away, baby. Pull away. He got away. Toto got away. The little dog Toto got away from the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy said, he got away. Toto got away. I want you to get away. Get away with unwavering determination. Don't let them pull you back in. Get away. If you find yourself constantly tired, stressed, and struggling with life's hardships, this resource called Warrior Mindset that I have for you will equip you with the tools to develop a resilient and a powerful mindset. Yes. So this guide here that I have for you is going to focus on identifying your desires. Come on, whose desires? Your desires. And literally, God gives you the desires of your heart when you make your desires his desires for you. So let's say they're his desires for you, which become your desires and get you your dream life, right? So this guide focuses on identifying your desires, i.e. God's desires, and pursuing them relentlessly, honey. You don't stop pursuing them. You ain't out in a wet paper bag. You got to fight this thing for real. Fight this thing for real. And we don't fight against flesh and blood, principalities, people in high places, evil people in high places. It's going to teach you how to cultivate mental toughness and prevent minor setbacks from derailing your progress. Minor setbacks could literally derail you, right? I was thinking, must have been this morning, thinking about my mom. Coming up on 2 years here in 14 days. 14 days from now on the 30th, it'll be 2 years since we lost mom and she went on to glory to get her crown and glory. She's my angel watching over me. And so my sister and I think I was looking at the number 503 for something. It was either 503 p.m. or it was 503 on the something. And mom used to take the 503 train when she was leaving her job downtown Philly, take the 503 regional rail line back out to where we lived in the suburbs. And we knew she would get there like 517 or 59, whatever the train schedule said. So we would just go up to the train station and wait for her because we just couldn't wait for her to get back. We just love her so much. Like, she's the best mom ever, right? So we're like, oh, hurry up and come home. So she said, I'll be on the 503 train. So I was on the 503 train. So my sister and I, we'd be up there waiting at the train station for her to get off. And she would get off the train, and the train was on the other side. So she would get off the train with everybody else. And then the train would continue moving. And then we'd see her when the train moves away, like, oh, there she is. Yay. You know, I don't know if we walked home or we drove home. I think she drove her car up there. So we must have rode home with her. We walked up, but rode home with her. It was only a couple blocks away. And so while we were waiting, I don't know how we even decided it. I don't even know where the things came from. But we used to say, oh, let's go make some peanut butter. Right. So because we would get up there before her train arrived. So, there were other trains that came by either one way or the opposite direction. And so we'd have peanuts. I guess we always had peanuts at the house. I don't even know if we brought them from, I guess we must have brought them from home. So we had peanuts in the shell, right? And so we're like, all right, we're going to make peanut butter. So let's put the peanut on the track. And when the train comes, it's going to run over it. And then it's going to make peanut, not that we would eat it, but it would smash the peanut into peanut butter on the rail. So we'd be up there. I don't know why I thought of this today. I would call my sister. We were making peanut butter. Not that we would eat it, but, you know, it's like, oh, look. And the train would pull off. We would go back and look. I'm like, oh, look, it's peanut butter. It's peanut butter. But it was smashed up peanut on the track. Sometimes we might put a penny on there or something. And it would smash the penny down, you know. Yeah, you know, kids, but she'd be on the 503 train, 503, and she would get there. Must have been, maybe she probably got there five. I think it was like a 17-minute ride. 5:20, she would get there, and so we would get up there just before five, have some time to make some peanut butter, wait for mom to come back. Best mom ever. I love her so dearly. We miss her so much. It can't even be 2 years, but it is. So this time goes by so fast, but it seems like it's just yesterday, right? It's not a day I don't think about her, not a day I don't talk to her or think I want to call her or, you know, ask her what she would think about this and that and the other thing. You know, yeah, I go to New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. That's my church family. My pastor, Jamal Harrison Bryant. Hey, Dr. Bryant, what up, though? So love you so much. But listen, my mom loved you too, right? And, you know, we're all AMEs. We're all AMEs, you know. My mom's brother, uncle, is a bishop, like your dad's bishop, presiding bishop. And so our families know each other, known each other. But I never knew you, Jamal. We just known of each other. And you know my cousins and my uncle and all that. Everybody knows everybody there. But I hadn't met you before. But my mom was a fan of you also, and your ministry also. And so she would always say, if he would just straighten up, if he would just straighten up. Yeah, he's really great. He's a great, you know, in ministry. If he would just straighten up, she always say that. Even to the end, she'd say, if he would just straighten up. I'm like, I know, mom. One day he goes straighten, I'm going to help him straighten up. If he would just straighten up. And so, you know, anyone here in the community knows they're doing the work to straighten up. We're all straightening up, you know? And so that's it. It's time to straighten up, fly right. Do the things that God said for you to do because you're going to live your best, most abundant life ever once you follow what he said to do without worrying about what other people think. Because I really would rather worry about what God thinks and lower than that what I think, but most certainly what he thinks, even if I don't agree with what he has for me. I want to do and know what he thinks and do what he thinks I should do. God thinks. I don't want to worry about what other people think because they are the last of my concern. I don't care who they are, friends, relatives, whatever. Not that you want to be disrespectful or disappoint them, but in disappointing God but satisfying man, is that a win? No, not in the kingdom. Might be a win in a temporary moment of your life with these people, but God's looking at you like, what are you doing? My mom's like, if you would just straighten up, we would just straighten up. And so it's like, you better do what God says. Stop playing around with this thing. Play around. Let's say, I was thinking the other week, I was like, people just say, you play too much with kids. You play too much, they would say to people who play too much. They play till somebody gets mad or hurt or they go too far. You play too much. Everybody ever say that? You play too much. You play too much. You know, first it's all fun and games and then it goes awry. You play too much. Like, stop playing around with the thing. You play too much. Stop playing with it. It's not a game. It's an assignment. So have I discussed my assignment with my friends and family? Nope. I don't know what the heck they would say. They'd be like, Stephanie, really? But I know beyond what that really is. So I don't worry about that. I worry about what God says, right? Same for you. Same for you. You can't worry about what people think if God told you to do something specific. Take a specific action. That certain thing is specifically your assignment or your destiny or what he has for you. Then you just do it. You don't have to tell everybody what he has for you. He told you. You don't have to tell everybody what he has for me. He told me. So I shared it a little. In fact, I shared it with the wrong people. Because now that they know and you didn't know, they try to thwart it. But, you know, you gotta know that kind of stuff is going to happen because there's all kinds of people in the world and everyone's not going to be like me, who's going to be for people's best good. They're going to be for their own best good and to your detriment. And that's what's out there right now. But yeah, if he would just straighten up. But she loved you, though. Jamal Bryan, she loved you, loved you, loved you. She loved all your ministry, your mom's ministry, your dad's ministry, Dr. Tama's ministry. The year she passed, I got her Dr. Tama's book, Homecoming, because I'd begun listening to the Homecoming podcast prior to the book ever coming out. And I was sharing her the podcast, and then I said, oh, guess what? Dr. Tama has a new book. I'm going to get it for you. So and she loved the book. She's going on now. I got the book now. And yeah, so, you know, contrary to popular belief, we was rocking with you. My mama was rocking with you. Bishop's sister rocking with you. My uncle Bishop's sister rocking with you. But they all in glory now. So I know that they all understand what it really is now, even if they didn't before. So I believe out of glory, they're saying, oh, I get the full picture now. So maybe what I thought when I was still on earth wasn't right. I didn't understand the full picture. I didn't know God had this for them. So let our angels watch over us and see how they can guide us from on high. Because they know they can see the full picture now, right? Whereas they couldn't before. Whether you made up stories or I didn't tell anything. I never tell my mom about that thing God had for me to do. I know she still was a fan of my pastor. If he would just straighten up, it was the only thing, but I never told her what had happened that one time. First time I came into that sacred space over there in Stonecrest. And I kind of wish I would have. I didn't know she was going to be gone, you know. I was going to tell her, but I didn't know she was going to be gone. It was not a sickness unto death, as far as we knew. But God knew something different. So, but she knows now. All our ancestors know now because they're up there, right? And so I'm so sure that they want what God wants, not what man wants. So, to be or not to be, that is the question. That is the question. So we're talking about this resource, Warrior Mindset here in the How We Flow Out Today community. Again, going to focus on identifying your desires, which I said should be God's desires, and you pursuing God's desires relentlessly. So my resource here is going to teach you also how to cultivate mental toughness and prevent minor setbacks from derailing your progress. That's where I was talking about the train, the 503 train and the peanut butter. Can I have some peanut butter? Of course you can. Can I have some peanut butter? Of course you can. So by adopting this warrior mindset in the resource, you're going to learn to face life's obstacles head on and emerge victorious, Charlie Brown, or don't come back at all. You can do it, Charlie Brown. I ate a lot of peanuts growing up. So there was the Charlie Brown was going to the National Elimination Spelling Bee, and they said, emerge victor. They were cheering him on. Emerge victorious, Charlie Brown. And that doggone Lucy, or don't come back at all. You got a Lucy in your life. She keeps swiping that football from in front of you. She seems so sweet. Okay, Charlie Brown, I'll hold the football for you. And then she swipes it. And you fall right on your head, right on your back, right on your bucket bottom, right? They're all cheering you on. Emerge victorious, Charlie Brown. And that darn Lucy, or don't come back at all, nasty behind self. Yeah, 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 yeah. Who wants to hear that all day? By golly, I know that hurts your ears. All right. So anyhow, you're going to be learning in warrior mindset, how to understand the warrior mindset mindset concept itself. Also, some essential qualities of a warrior. You're going to learn these essential qualities of being a warrior, how to recognize and overcome moments of weakness, because we get weak sometimes and we might not recognize what we're in is weakness. We might just think that we're complying, or that we're keeping everything on an even keel, or keeping everybody happy. But how to recognize and overcome moments of weakness, recognize them and overcome them. How to ignite your inner fire and motivation. You learn that in the Warrior Mindset Resource. How to set and achieve warrior-like goals, not just goals, but warrior-like goals. We in this thing. You're going to fight this thing. Don't lay down on this. I said the other day, get back up one more time than they do. You're going to duke this thing out, fight them principalities, but you get up one more time than they do, then you win. So it's setting, achieving warrior-like goals, developing a personal code of ethics. That's some food for thought. What's my personal code of ethics? Right? You're going to learn how to utilize fear-setting techniques, how to apply stoic principles to the warrior mindset, and how to harness the power of pessimism, because there's power in pessimism. Oh, you're so pessimistic. Yeah, that could overturn your levels and abilities to achieve abundance and attract abundance, but there's some power to it that you can flip into a way that's going to be positive for you, and also how to cultivate a growth mindset, again, an abundance mindset. So we're going to offer much more than those topics in this resource. Warrior Mindset can provide you with even a wealth of knowledge to transform your mindset and approach to your life's challenges. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah, so there is that. There is that. It's the Warrior Mindset Resource that is coming down the pike for you here in How We Flow Not Today community. Ay, ay, ay. Can I have some peanut butter? Of course you can, right? I do declare to be or not be. So the movie on Tubi I'm talking about is called The Pass. You got to check it out. Candy Burris Tucker, Todd Tucker production. And Drew Sidora is in it. I'm not sure the other actors' names. I think I don't want to say them wrong, so I won't. But it's called The Pass. So look up The Pass on Tubi. And you'll see what I mean. That's the long game, baby. They're playing the long game. So sweet in the long game, too. And all of a sudden, they were in those court proceedings. They were cold as ice to that person that they were so sweet to. It hurt them to the core. Oh, my gosh. To the core. And they didn't care. They and their group of cronies, the people that recruit and did it with them, they were on to the next victim already. They already got the plan for the next victim. The last victim's family came out in the movie. And said, hey, you're so-and-so and such-and-such. But they were almost found out, but they weren't. And she asked him about it. And he said, don't worry about it. Don't call me that. It's not funny. And he was mad about it. And she never asked no more. Should I look into it? Should I research it? And the people she was asking, these so-called friend group, was his friend. So, and they were part of the jig. So they were like, ah, don't worry about it, you know? And so, you know, your fake person got all these people that they recruited to be with them to thwart your destiny, darling. So, you know, I don't feel like rehashing the whole thing. I'm kind of over everything because stuff I'm looking at today and yes, this morning and whatever, I'm just like, oh, God, help us all. Lord, help us all. Christ, help us all. And, you know, I hope you're playing the long game yourself for your own benefit, for your own freedom from this twisted, tangled web that's been woven around your life. They got you cocooned in and feel like you're stuck. But you're going to play that game and then you're going to plot twist with, Dr. Tamus said, plot twist about face, forward march. Let's go. It's a whole new thing here. Y'all thought y'all had me. Devil thought he had me. Thought my life was over. He turned it, right? God turned that thing. So let God turn that thing. You free already. You just think you're not free. And they make you think you're not free, but you are free. No one can hold you. You're free. You was born free. Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows. Da 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 da. Born free. That's that song, Born Free. Born Free, honey. Was it a movie, a TV show? I forget. Born Free. Let me see what that was. Oh, God, a 1960s film, Born Free. It was a film. British drama film starring a real-life couple, Virginia McKenna and Bill Travers, as Joy and George Adamson, another real-life couple. Born Free. Let me see what it's about. What was it about, Born Free? I just remember the song, Born free as the wind blows. It was out there for many, many, many moons. It was able to be seen. The plot is in the northern province of Kenya. British game warden George Adamson is forced to kill a man-eating lion and his lioness. He realizes too late the lioness was charging in defense of her three cubs, and so, realizing the cubs are now motherless, brings them home so he and his wife Joy can raise them. They name the cubs Big One, Lustica, and Elsa. When the cubs become too old, Big One and Lustica are sent off to Rotterdam Zoo, whilst George and Joy keep Elsa, having become especially attached to her. Years later, George's boss, John Kendall, informs him that a lion in Kyunga has been killing goats in a local village. George is sent to kill the lion, which he does successfully, allowing him and Joy to enjoy a holiday with Elsa near the Indian Ocean. When they return to the northern province, the Adamsons learn that Elsa has caused a massive elephant stampede. John says that he can no longer keep Elsa and must find a zoo. However, Joy instead wishes to set Elsa free, believing a zoo would make her miserable. John reluctantly agrees to give the Adamson 3 months to do so. Adamsons bring Elsa to the Meru National Park to begin her rehabilitation, start off trying to introduce her to a wild lion along with a kill. This does not go to plan as they return the next day only to find Elsa all alone. Elsa continually fails to make a kill, being attacked by a warthog during one attempt. Eventually, the Adamsons decide to leave Elsa for a week in the bush to encourage her to become more independent. However, they find her severely injured, possibly by wild lions. George now believes Elsa cannot survive, so must be sent to a zoo, which Joy opposes, wanting Elsa to have her freedom. Born free as the wind blows. This proves to be a good decision because Elsa eventually leaves for days at a time, making several kills by herself. When she comes into season, she's taken out for her final test, joining a wild pride. Despite initially being attacked, Elsa is accepted into a pride, much to Joy and George's relief. A year later, the Adamsons return to Kenya in search of Elsa. They're delighted to discover that she has thrived as a wild lion and is now mother to three cubs. However, Joy and George decide to let the cubs remain wild instead of hand-rearing them as they did with Elsa and her sisters. Because they was born free. You was born free too. And you still free. You are not tied to anything that you don't want to be tied to. So if you're staying there, that means you want to stay there. Not that you have to stay there. Don't ever get that mixed up. It's a choice. Make good choices. Don't choose to stay where you don't want to stay. You don't have to. What did he say? You have to stay black and die. Or pay taxes and die. That's all you have to do. right? You don't have to stay anywhere you don't want to stay. Even if you've been there for a while, even if you made a commitment to move forward and into a further connection with people, you don't have to. You can always change your mind. And don't wait to the last minute. Like I said, you're going to pay for the convenience of waiting to the last minute. You're going to pay $8 for a carton of eggs the last minute. I mean, you should have bought them at the grocery store the other day while you were out, but you didn't want to go to the grocery store. You just wanted to go home. Watch Tubi. Watch the path on Tubi. So therefore, when you need eggs the last minute, you got to go pay last minute prices for the eggs, for the milk, for the bread. Nobody wants that. 7-Eleven prices, QT, Wawa, Bucky's, right? Sheets, all of them. So, you know, to be or not to be. Is that to be your husband or not to be your husband? Is that to be your wife or not to be your wife? Is that to be your job or not to be your job? Is that to be your business or not to be your business? What is it to be or not to be? And then to be or not to be. You're going to watch the pass on to be. And you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see what I'm talking about with that long game. Like, what? That's a long behind time to be staying playing a farce. 7 years in a marriage to be a farce just to take their money. It's more than a million a year, 9.5 million in 7 years. So, hey, I guess they thought it was worth it. Try to destroy that girl. And that's what people be trying to do. Destroy you. Take you for all they can take you for all you're worth. Not everybody, but there are people out there to do it. So, you know, they look sweet and innocent, but trust and believe, it is a whole long game, baby. To be or not to be. So let's take some radical action. The future is always in the future. One day I'll leave this thing and then I'll go be with who I really want to be with. You think Shrek is your one true love? Yes, you know. And one day I will do it. But one day is always one day. It is never, ever today. It's always in the future. So the more it's in the future, the more it's in the future. It's not going to ever happen. So I need you to get out of your mindset that one day I'm going to do so-and-so and decide to do it today. The time is now. And you're not promised the next moment or the next moment. Thank God you're still here. But none of us is promised the next moment. So do it now. Do it now. You never have to look back and regret. Did I make a good choice? Or did I just stay complacent? Right? I'm complacent sitting here and I just feel stuck. And then you stay stuck. You don't stay stuck. You get out of stuck. You get out of stuck. All right. Find your way out. I'm here to help you. And I plan to stay. Shall I pour some laughter upon your weary soul? You used to be so happy, a life complete and whole. You must communicate. Please don't turn away. I'm here to help you, and I plan to stay. I see confusion revolves inside your mind. Right? That was Laughter by Desiree. Shall I pour some laughter upon your weary soul? I know you're worn out. You ain't got to fight with this thing no more if you just let it go. And then the best is yet to come, baby. Run on, see what the end is going to be. So, yes, love, hugs, pats, all of that, all of that, all of that. Heart eyes, heart shapes, this, that, and the other thing, baby. You got to go. Get your life right. Get your mind right. Get your warrior spirit up, right? And hey, reach out. Happy to hear from you. All right. My mama said, you would just straighten up. Love them, but if they would just straighten up. Come on, straighten up. Nothing needs straightening but straightening. I'm going to help you straighten. I'm going to help you straighten. Straightening. So I saw nothing needs straightening but straightening. Oh, I tell ya. I tell you. So yeah, you know, that's kind of what we're doing. That's what we're doing here today. To be or not to be. That's a song by the Migos. Are you going to sing?
No, that's one.
Okay. Oh, it's Friday. Okay, cool. Okay. Oh, tell him I say happy birthday. All right, see ya. So, my son got a birthday party to go to. Straightening song. Straightening. Nothing needs straightening but straightening. Straightening, honey. Got to straighten this thing out. Straightening, huh? So that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is. What are we really gonna do? Nothing needs straightening but straightening. Straightening. Don't nothing get straightened but straightening. You ain't get it straight, you going to straighten it. In this game, sit back, be patient. They act like the gang went vacant. They act like something's been taken. Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening. Been kicking it, popping out daily. On an island, it's a movie I'm making. Counting dineros with De Niro. He telling them, that's amazing. Put that on. Get stuff on. Bought two whips and put her on. She put this wrist on. She factory set it with Richard Mille prongs. Ice. Turned the pandemic into a bandemic. You know, that's what we on. They gonna pull up, act like it's all together. We don't mess with them. Don't like the fake kicking it. Nope. There go a rocket is taking it. It's a problem with few. Then we straighten it. Swap out that. Put a demon in it. Kurt. Nothing needs straightening but straightening, honey. No, nothing gets straightening but straightening. You don't get it straight if you don't straighten it. If you don't straighten it out, it won't get straight if you don't straighten it. It won't get straightened out if you don't straighten it. And it's up to you. Nobody can make you do anything. They can't make you stay. They can't make you go. And they can't straighten it. You got to straighten it. Right? Straightening. Don't nothing get straightening but straightening. Get some straightening going on in here. Just straighten up. They're looking over from Glory. If they just straighten up, get this thing done. Come on now. Stop playing around with this thing. You play too much. I'm going to go make some peanut butter on the train track. I gotta go. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind. Slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Don't be like John and Morticia Adams or Gomez and Morticia Adams. John Astin and what's her name? Carolyn. Carolyn Jones, who were desperately in love with each other but never did anything about it. Went on with their lives. At the end of her life, they're still desperately in love, and they finally shared it with each other, but it was too late. It was too late. Don't let it be too late. If you don't straighten it, it ain't gonna get straightened. Straighten it up. All right, I'm done talking because it's getting a little bit late, and I'm tired and hungry. So I'm going to end the video, but I love you so much. Love you. God bless you. Love, hugs, pats, all of that. fire hose me, why don't you? And let's get this party started, right? Let's get this party started quickly, right? Well, I've been talking an hour and 30 minutes. Straightening. Don't nothing get straightened unless you straighten it. You got to straighten this thing out, okay? Do right by your person. Do right by yourself. And for goodness sake, do right by the Lord. Because one day he's going to ask you about it. My child, I clearly said to you to do so-and-so, and you did such-and-such. Why was that? And you can't be tap dancing around an answer either. So either make good choices or answer for the choices you made with the consequences. Amen? Amen. All right. You're watching How We Flow Today TV on the How We Flow Today TV Network on the Flow streaming service, theflow.lightcast.com. You guys can come and join me on the Flow streaming service. You can download our apps at theflow.lightcast.com. And then you go in the upper right corner on the drop downs and click apps. And then you can download the Roku app. There's a link to the Roku app. Download the link to the Fire TV app. Link to the iOS app, the Android app, and all of that, and all of that, and all of that. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and hey, Google, Siri, I forget what you call those things. You know, when you can call your device to open it up. We got all of that. All right. So, you know, I'll see you guys on the Flow streaming service on the How We Flow Out Today TV network. Thank you guys so much. Love you so much. I'm telling you, you're going to win. You're going to win. It ain't over till God says it's over. Not over. I don't care what it looked like. It's a fake, phony fraud, honey. It's a fraud. And they playing a long game. And that's the end of that. To be or not to be. Go on Tubi and watch that movie called The Pass, and you'll know what I'm talking about, all right? All right, my love. Love you. God bless you. Thank you, community. I'll see you guys on the next one. And share the video. Like, share, subscribe. Tell someone to join the community. We're on IG at howweflow.today, all right? Love you. Talk to you soon. And I'm not need straightening, but straightening. If he just straighten up. Love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.